Dear children of Ukraine and everywhere. Remember when the pipeline exploded by Blueberry Hill in Berchaven in the 1970s? I do, and it left a lasting impression on me that is more relevant today than ever before. Pardon the following long segue, but it is necessary to show how children are affected by constant bombardment of Russia versus the world news. And how they absorb a sense of impending doom and fear that adults may be unaware of. So, to the children of Ukraine, and to children everywhere, please read on. The Cold War gripped the city of North Bay at the time of the pipeline explosion. The skies over the city were scarred by daily fighter jet flybys. Air raid sirens often blared from the rooftop of the Canada Post building downtown and behind the Algonquin Burger World location. Radio, newspaper and TV, emergency preparedness announcements, advised citizens, how to prepare, and elementary school teachers briefed students about atomic war. We learned there was 20 minutes from the sounding of the sirens, before the bombs would strike. I knew North Bay was Russian target number one in North America. Only those deep inside, the hole, would survive. This world-known NORAD-DUMB was highly active at that time. As a result of all of this, and my overactive imagination, growing up here was terrifying. I was full of impending doom at the hands of the Russians. My father scoffed at neighbors who built fallout shelters in their basements. He would often say, "What's the point?" He was unaware of my own fallout shelter under the basement stairs where I had stored canned food, my dolls, pictures of my older brothers, books but no can opener lol, I realize in hindsight. My dad told us he would grab lawn chairs for all to watch the bombs fall. I felt so alone in my determination to survive a Russian invasion. I practiced my flight to safety by biking from my Berchaven home to the entrance to the only place where safety from a direct hit was assured, the hole at the base of Sage Hill. I was convinced I would be able to sneak in. I never made it past the MP station at the parking lot, but I had averaged a 10-minute ride from home to the hole. The MPs were familiar with my bike buys. I was sure I would be given special permission to flee to safety inside. I was playing basketball with friends when the pipeline exploded. My friends scattered to their homes when there was an indescribable boom, after which a huge blackish-orange mushroom cloud rose up seemingly from behind the horizon of trees in my backyard. Then a deafening roaring blowtorch-like flame rose above so high it grazed from horizon to horizon. I panicked. To me, it was obvious the Russians had bombed us. My worst nightmare had come true. I ran inside to get my parents. "It's only the pipeline that exploded," I was told. It was a most unsatisfactory response. My childish sense of survival told me to beg my dad to drive us all to the new mall, Northgate, but he refused. He refused to drive to the hole entrance. I guess I assumed the concrete walls of the new mall would offer protection, and there were no windows to see what was happening outside. Nope. My dad drove me up to the parking lot by the hole, not to negotiate safe passage inside, but to have a full view of the explosion area. It was like being forced to watch a horror movie at the drive-in theater. I spent most of my time hiding under the dashboard and occasionally peeking up to see. I didn't come out until the flames had been reduced to a glowing ember off in the distance. So, to children everywhere, I know how scared you might feel. To parents everywhere, comfort your children as best as you can. Take them to the mall if they ask, lol. Please do that or children may grow up to be like me, yikes, who still has nightmares of war and remembers the day that Russia bombed North Bay just like it happened yesterday. Janice Cole, North Bay.